Pretty much continue from how we've been playing of late recently. Lots of possession, lots of fast attacking football, really. I think since Wagner's come in, he's totally changed the style of play for the team. We're pretty much running with the same set of players that we had under Chris Powell, but the way that the team set out and the sort of the mentality of the team is totally different. We win the ball back high up the pitch. We're a lot fitter. I think even last night at sort of 4-0, we were still sort of pushing for that fifth goal, which we eventually got sort of right at the end. But we're not happy to sort of sit back anymore, and we're not afraid to lose. I think we actually go out now to win. I think under Chris Powell, we sort of set up not to lose a lot of games rather than actually imposing our presence on the game. It's just a joy to watch at the moment. It's totally different kettle of fish to what it was under Chris Powell.
Now, do you know, one thing I've spotted on Twitter recently is, actually since Wagner's come in, really, teams who we've played, there's usually a tweet from one of their fans saying, how come this has happened? Our side has made Huddersfield look like Barcelona. Do you think that this is something where maybe Town are going under the radar as far as other people are concerned, and they almost can't believe that Huddersfield Town play against them and play such attacking football? And do you think that kind of works in our favour in a way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, we've got a German manager in now. He's a bit different from your typical wild class of your merry-go-round managers, which we seem to have in England. You know, that we go to two or three clubs and, you know, they might be successful for a couple of seasons and then they have a bit of a run of bad results, they'll get sacked and they'll move on somewhere else. It's like a new philosophy that we've brought in at Town at the moment. Obviously, he's come from Borussia Dortmund, who's a successful German club. And like I say, it's something that we've never seen at certainly Huddersfield Town before. And I think, as you say, once we've been playing teams there, they're a little bit shocked by it as well. It's taken a few weeks to fully bed in. We had, I think, Sheffield Wednesday away, Middlesbrough at home, lots of possession, but we were still a bit frail in defence. Following that, in my opinion, I think what he's realised is that we're going to take a little bit longer, so we held back a little bit. We've got the defence sorted out. Now that's sorted, now we can go on and attack. But yeah, I think it's definitely sort of gone under the radar a little bit. It's something new. Coaching the Championship are used to it. And I think we are surprising a lot of people with how we're playing at the moment.
Now, a lot of people comment in recent games, and this actually goes before the David Wagner era, about how the atmosphere at the John Smith Stadium has suddenly been ramped up to a completely different level. Now, you guys at North Stand Loyal, it's largely, I think, down to what you guys are doing, bringing a collection of fans into one particular away end. But rather than me kind of describing it, Pozzy, you talk me through, like, North Stand Loyal, where it kind of came from, why it existed, where you want to go, but also just the effect that you think it's having on Town games.
Yeah, well, basically, it was set up at the start of last season. During the summer period, a few of us got together. We were sort of discussing the atmosphere, and I think as a young child growing up myself, the atmosphere within stadiums was one of the main draws, shall we say, to a football match. It is an entertainment business, it's football at the moment, and yeah, what happens on the pitch, you know, that's obviously important, but what happens in the stands as well is important. And sometimes if you can go to a match, and even if you've lost, but you've had an enjoyable experience, you're more likely to come back than, you know, if you've just sort of been sat watching. I appreciate that's how some people like to watch football, but that weren't for us. So a group of maybe, I think there were 12 to 15 of us got together, and we created the supporters fan group, named it North Stand Loyal, because originally the club allocated as the North Stand of the stadium. We had the lower tier, and we went through last season. We had a few displays in there. We had the flags and the streamers and the bouncing about and stuff like that, but it never really felt quite right in there. It's an open end, and it's actually hard to generate an atmosphere. The long-term goal of the group was always to get the south stand, where we are now, or certainly we've got half of it. That has always been perceived as the best sort of acoustically generous stand, so we did want to get in there. The club gave us the challenge of generating enough interest in the north end, and then they would allow us to sort of move over there. And the club have been really good to us. They've put partitions in the back of the stand, so we can have half of it when the away teams don't bring a substantial amount of fans. So this season we've started off on them. We've gone from strength to strength. I think at the start of the season we sold around about 350 season cards in there, which were a little bit disappointing. We were, if I'm honest, we were hoping for sort of around about 500. But we didn't let that dampen the spirits. We cracked on and we know we continued where we left off in the North Stand. And now we're averaging between 800 and 1,000 fans on a, you know, on a weekly basis, which is absolutely fantastic. We have people transferring from other stands. It's definitely reinvigorated my enjoyment of matches, and obviously the way that the team are playing at the minute helps massively. But you know, you speak to people and we see tweets after the match, and you know, I think the people that go in there are enjoying the matches a hell of a lot more now. Obviously long term we're hoping to be housed in there permanently. There's ongoing discussions with the club at the moment to see if we can make sure we're in there for every match, because unfortunately when the away fans bring, you know, 4,000 fans at the moment, we are moved out for, you know, financial reasons, which is understandable. It's disappointing, but when you're a club like Huddersfield, you need to sort of maximise your revenue. So we do understand, and we do work with the club on that. Hopefully next season, though, the club will see the benefits of it. As you say, the improved atmosphere is bringing fans in. Personally, spoke to two or three people over the last week or so who have actually said that the main draw now of coming to watch town is being in the South Stand, and you know, the singing and the flags and the banners. We've tried to create a bit more of a European atmosphere mixed with your traditional English atmosphere. Personally, I think it's going fantastic. Last night, the sort of the first, you know, 10-15 rows of the stand, you know, they were bouncing around and the flags were waving, scarves going pretty much throughout the match. At the end, players, you know, came across. They obviously appreciate our efforts. I know Wagner, he came across last night as well, and he sort of gives an applause. But as well as the fans in the South Stand, it's a club thing. We're not, you know, we're not trying to suggest that we're better fans than anybody else or anything like that. Everyone in stadium has a part to play, and if we can kick that atmosphere in every other stand, then that's obviously beneficial to the overall atmosphere. And you know, making a lot of noise gives that home advantage to the players, that extra encouragement.
I'm old enough to remember when Town played at Leeds Road and the old cow shed. And when I was, we moved from Leeds Road, I think I was 14 or so. And there was just that incredible, incredible atmosphere that would come from that end of the ground. And I suppose with modern stadia and the way that the roofs and things are designed, it's difficult to get that acoustic right. But in the South Stand, you guys, you definitely seem to have it. And you also say there about how you went for a sort of, or you were looking for a traditional English style of atmosphere mixed with something European, and certainly when I look at you guys and the flags, which I think are absolutely superb, it's very Bundesliga.
Definitely, yeah. We have a couple of people in the group who sort of travel to Europe to watch matches. We had one member go out to watch, I think went to watch Porto. We've had people go to watch Dortmund. Obviously, you see the Champions League, Europa League games on telly. I don't know what it is in English football. I think. I don't know if it's become too sterilised, and a lot of people like to come, they pay and they watch and then they go home. It's a bit like, I suppose some people think this is entertainment. It's a bit like going to the cinema or going to the theatre for them. We've watched, you know, the games on telly, and it just seems right what we're doing at the moment. You see the closeness and the bond, and you know, the players and the fans and the directors and the board and the kit man, the guy who plays the sells the pies. They're all of the Seal Town at the end of the day. We're trying to, you know, bring everyone together as one rather than have your fans and your players. And I think at the moment we're well on the way to achieving that. You know, we have correspondence with players via Twitter. You know, they send us messages thanking us for, you know, the support. And likewise, we thank them for their efforts out on the pitch. And I think it's bridging that gap between, you know, your multi-millionaire players and your working class fans. You know, they're human beings just like we are, and you know, everybody appreciates the good, you know, the good support. So yeah, I think it's working really well at the moment. And like you say, we are taking inspiration from Bundesliga, but we don't want to just lose. You know, we don't want to be a European fan. We want to still have the English songs and the English, you know, mentality in the crowd. And I think at the moment we've got a very good mix of that.